Daddy has arrived.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. It's Betty.
Hi, Betty. How are you today?
We're good, thank you. And you?
How are you? I'm good.
Great.
Just running like crazy to get out the door, you know?
Yes.
People are being slow coming on the call with me today.
Yes. It's Wednesday seemed to be the slowest kind of pickup day.
So I hope you're doing good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I had a fun little chat online with Mary Lou Reardon last night. I was spending the night with her. We were talking about Rick's call from Monday night and how good a call it was.
What was that, Steve?
Every Monday night, Rick does a Pathfinder's call.
Oh, yes.
And so...
At 9 o'clock central.
And so she was telling me how good it was and such, and I needed to get it recommended. And just like these calls are really cool, most of them, but I don't put most of them on the web because I just don't take the time.
Uh-huh.
She thought that was one of the best ones he's ever done, so I did put it on linealswell.org under both the Freedom tab and the Pathfinder accountability call tab. So if you're interested, you can go back and listen to it.
Oh, absolutely, I will do that.
Who else joined us?
Good morning, Steve. What call was that? This is Sharp.
That was Rick's call.
Okay.
From Monday night.
From this last Monday night?
Okay,
I missed that, so I'll go back and do that.
Thank you. Yeah, Rick didn't record it, so a lot of the Mary Lou's real concerned because he hadn't recorded it, and the elite team people need to listen to the calls. So... I put it up. So anyway, but just wanted to let people know. I'm glad that you're on the call. So I'm going to go on mute.
Thank you. Very much. Well, I heard that's Betty, isn't it?
Yes, sure it is.
Oh, good to hear your voice. Anybody else with you, or... or is it just you and Steve, do you know?
It was just the two of us.
Okay. All right. Well, I kind of overdid my night of sleep this morning, so I jumped. we had a late evening. It was our business overview night, and so anyway... we had a new business team there, and, relatively new. I shouldn't say new, just new getting really serious about the business. They've been in for a while, but, things changed in their mind, and now the wife has taken an interest also and is showing up. And so that, puts a big difference in the situation, or can. It doesn't always, but it can when, the other person comes on board. Just with their support. Doesn't have to be, the intent to really do it as a business, but for them, at least I'm sure it's not that, because I heard her say, he's the one that's really doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But she's there, and she's a part of it, and so he was very eager to sit down afterwards, just, on a semi-social basis. It was, conversation of both ends, of course, but more on the social end. So anyway, we just had kind of a later night than normal.
Yeah. I find I understand that difference in support and because I have the same situation here. I can do whatever I want, you know, there's no, and he'll support me in everything I do, but I think the involvement, just a little bit, makes all the difference in the world.
Yes. Well, it does. And it's the camaraderie of what you've done during the day and then what, you know, what their interest level is in it.
Oh, that, exactly.
That makes it totally different. What did your, is your husband retired, Betty?
Yes.
And where did he retire from?
He was in the banking business.
Oh, okay. Okay, so he dealt with people too.
Uh-huh, yes he did.
I was wondering because sometimes it makes a difference in how they perceive, you know, what their interest could be. And you've been in NECAN how long?
5 years.
5 years, oh, okay.
5 years not doing a whole heck of a lot.
Well, that's okay. If everything's comfortable and that's the way you want it, you know, that's...
Well, it's not the way I would like it, but I'm not... I find myself really not pushing just on my own. Like the support and, like you said, the doing it together to some degree anyway is, I guess, what I would like to have. And
well, you know what? The other thing that I've seen is once there's, you know, I don't know how much activity you have going because you're not in our organization, but. What organization are you in, by the way?
Dennis Frappier.
Oh, okay, okay.
Sean Patnell.
Yeah, how close are you to either one of them?
I'm about 5 removed from Dennis.
Okay. Okay. So have you ever met with Dave Johnson personally to, you know, lay out a business plan or anything like that?
No,
Okay. Just curious. You should tag him the next time he's back there.
Yeah, I have met him and talked to him at different conferences that I was at with him in Ohio and, you know, for like, Pathfinders, or golly, I can't remember what the other one was that I was involved in. They would have a conference here and there. So I have talked with them, but I never did anything as far as really just working a plan.
Did your husband ever go with you to any of those things?
Rarely.
Okay. Okay. Have you gone through the elite team interview?
No.
Okay. Because what I see happen, you know, if it's been that long, unless something was to drastically change to make it, you know, to change your comfort level financially, usually it takes one of the two to jump in and seriously make something happen, and then the other one moves.
Yeah, and yes, I'm well aware of that, and that's my problem to deal with at this point, that I get serious and just focus in that.
Yeah, sense. Well, you know, I'm not saying that you have to. I'm just saying that's the reality of it that usually takes place to, you know, to turn things around because they really don't want to. When they see you having fun and things happening in your life in that area, unless they don't want to be attached to it, you know, they move in that direction also. mean, I'm trying to think of people that I know that have done, you know, that, and their spouse has not. I guess it would just, the only question there would be the relationship, you know, between the two of you, but, which is none of my business. I'm not, I don't mean in a prying way. It's just, it was just a question that kept coming, that didn't, that until this morning keep coming through my mind, you know, I'm prying a bit, so I don't mean to sound that way.
Oh, no, not at all.
Just,
not at all.
Just, you know, ideas and suggestions if you want them. But, it, you know, it is. It's really getting out of the routine of probably what you're used to, you know, to a degree. And you probably know, were you guys born and raised in that area, or did you, at what age did you move there?
I've always been from here.
Okay, what about him?
Same.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you've got lots of lifelong people through the years.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, you know, acquaintance as well as friends, but just on the acquaintance end.
Yes.
And I think that makes a huge difference, too. Just, you know, it's just, I mean, gosh, my goodness, when we started thinking about contact in grade school all the way through our life, it's... It's a little overwhelming.
Yeah. Sure, yes.
So the further back, the more interesting it is when you, you know, reconnect.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Everyone said all those things happen.
Well, yeah.
I didn't turn off any entry chimes, and I haven't heard anybody else come on.
No, I haven't either.
Did you hear me? You heard me when I came in, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so maybe it's just the two of us this morning until we get some really, really late arrivers. Let's see. What were we talking about last night that was kind of interesting? Oh, after the meeting, just a formal setting around where I told Dennis, I don't want to ever do this again. He said, well, you pick the place where we're going to go. And I said, well, there's a Sherry's out there on, you know, close to where we were. And I don't know if you have that chain back there. You probably don't. I don't remember seeing it.
I don't think so.
You know, it's kind of like a, pretty much like a Denny's, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
As far as more atmosphere, because you've got separate booths that are really separated, you know, taller between them and so forth, so you've got privacy. So that part's better. But and the fact that they're 24-hour, and we were late getting out of the preview also, so we didn't have a lot of choice past 9 o'clock. It eliminates a lot of places in our area anyway. We went there, and my goodness, it was either, well, it wasn't either. It really was only a tossed green iceberg salad. If I was going to do what was going to be reasonable for my body, because the baked potato cheese bacon soup wasn't exactly in the realm of what I would order.
Yes.
I mean, it just isn't anymore. And
has left the conference.
Would have been a breakfast, you know. So anyway, I ordered what she said was a mixed berry buckwheat muffin.
She has arrived.
I don't know what she thought buckwheat was, but it definitely, there was no buckwheat.
Oh, swell.
Unless there was a kernel, the rest of it was the whitest, fluffiest, stickiest, doughiest mess I've ever seen.
Oh, my.
I tried to eat the berries out of it, is what I tried to do, but without looking, you know, too... Anyway, I thought, oh, this is really disgusting. I didn't have any reaction from it. That was a blessing.
That's good, yes.
the taste of it was enough to do me in, and I thought, you know what? I told Danny, I says, we're going to have a place in mind that we know has an option, at least one. I didn't want something like a breakfast menu, and of course I wasn't going to go to eggs or anything like that. I just don't do it anymore.
Right.
No choice. I mean, I don't want them. It's not that I can't have them. It's just that I don't want them. And so, anyway, partway through, I said, you know, what Nancy had talked about yesterday, and I think it was her topic, that pre-diabetics, that was interesting that it came up, pre-diabetics are really at the same risks as diabetics if they're being treated for, like, high blood pressure and it's just being covered up. Wasn't that correct? Aren't I correct in what she said?
That's what I thought she said, too. That was my interpretation.
Okay. So, anyway, I was just, you know, giving it just as a comment because it was on my mind. And I actually was going to, when we, at one point during the preview, mention that when we were talking about health care and treatment of it and how the, you know, vast market of medical treats or looks at it. When they're talking about it, it's just, you know, medication. Do it for the most part. Well, traditional medicine. So anyway, the wife got very intent on what I was saying, and she said, "I'm not understanding what you're saying." And I wanted to say, "What part didn't you understand?" You know, but I could see she honestly didn't get a clear picture of what I was saying. So I repeated it. And she looked at me and she said, "Well, I'm pre-diabetic." And I said, "Oh, I had no idea. You know, I mean, it's not like your husband told me, is, you know, what I was going through my mind. I'm sure that's what she perceived." So anyway, we just talked about it a little bit, and I said, "Well, it's the risk factor because they're treating something on the surface that's changing the symptom, but it's not changing what's going on in your body by any means. So you've got the same conditions going on that, you know, basically a early diabetic has."
Absolutely.
And she just looked at me. She was totally dumbfounded. And so she asked me a couple of questions, and I realized that the knowledge they had given her was non-existent. She had the she perceived the conception that she should not eat a potato and that she should very much limit her carbs. And I didn't even go to where the protein was because I knew what I was going to get. And so on the way out, I said, you know, by the way, I said, that is actually a myth about potatoes. I said, and I can relate to what you're saying because for 5 years I don't think I ate a potato, maybe a little piece of one, and I didn't eat any rice either. And she says, "Well, yeah, because it's high in carbs." And I said, "No, it depends on if it's a whole food. You use some of those carbs for a replacement for other things." And she says, "Like replacement for what?" And I said, "Well, I eat very, very little animal. I should have been very little animal. I said, I just don't eat animal. Well, you know, I don't choose to eat animals," so that would have been a more exact way of saying it. And she said, "Really?" And I
has arrived.
"Did the doctors not make suggestions about the types of carbs?" And she goes, "Only to say the things that we shouldn't be eating because they're high." And, I mean, she didn't have any. And I'm just, you know, I go, "Well, you know, we forget that that is traditional medicine. They do not have the education on nutrition."
Yeah.
Feed the body.
Absolutely. And when my husband was diagnosed with diabetes, actually the doctors did nothing. They sent him to, and I went along, to a nutritionist.
because they really didn't have a clue how to approach it or talk about it or what was, you know, good or bad as far as eating in conjunction with it. So, yeah, they're sadly lacking in knowledge.
Well, it really is sad when you think that, you know, people can just not, if they're not catching things, they're, you know, really tuning into what some of the media is saying, and, you know, I don't know how much of that, because some people don't, they're not really into, you know, reading that type of thing, they just, it's not a reason for them to pick up the paper, or
right.
a magazine, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have that interest and think that everything's fine because they're going by what the doctor says, they're doing the best. She says, well, I need to exercise. That was the one thing that came out was I do need to exercise.
Yeah.
And I haven't been doing my exercises, she said. But that was, you know, that was it the whole time, the whole conversation and the end. And then her husband said to her, he says, yeah, he says, I'd like you to be able to talk with Char on nutrition, and so it looks like we're going to have some more time together real close. At least there's a good chance of it. But it was, you know, it was just a reminder how extremely delicate people can be in that area.
Yes. Yes, okay. And if they're just listening to the news to pick things up, boy.
And when they hear it, if it's like me with it sports, I just go to something else. It's not my interest. I have absolutely no interest in professional sports. It's just not there. So I don't, you know, I couldn't tell you who's playing what or anything else other than where my grandkids are concerned.
Right, yeah.
You know, I've never been into spectator sports, so I can't talk intelligently on that subject. I'm the quickest to admit it. You know, I know a few names that have been attached to NECAN and maybe what sport they're in, but, you know, I don't have a really good recall or retrieve on it either.
Yes.
A few of them. So, just different things for different people.
Absolutely.
I heard a few more come in. Anybody want to say hi and have a comment? Anything that's jumped out at them? I don't know how often the little paper comes out. I'm thinking it's only, oh my gosh, it's only every 2 months. Our newspaper, Healthy Style. Chinese Healthy Style in September, October. That's not very often to be concerned about your health since we're on that subject. Goodness. Cover is health, heart health. Should we be taking vitamin D? Make it tonight and eat the easy pumpkin pasta. What are they doing making their own pumpkin pasta? I didn't take time to look at this. Denny just picked it up last night. Roasted and pureed. Pureed. Plus pumpkin butternuts, crush, or sweet potatoes may be substituted for the canned pumpkin. It looks good, but good grief. I've made pasta. It looks like they rolled that out saying that doesn't sound like this easy, low-cal recipe from a ranch spa in Miami Beach. Got my attention now.
Yes. Yes. Does it have just regular white flour in it?
I'm looking down through it. Let's see. It's shallot, garlic, virgin olive oil, squash, vegetable stock, and then canned pumpkin also, cinnamon, salt, black pepper. It's got feta, and no, they're not making their own pasta. It's got feta, fresh feta, so that would be, you know, so you could choose wheat or you could choose, it doesn't say that they're doing anything other
than white flour pasta.
They're just giving you the sauce.
Right, right. Yeah, when they say pumpkin, whatever it was, they're referring to, and then macadamia nuts and pomegranate concentrate. Wow, I got that. I had everything I need to do it. I could do rice pasta, or I could do buckwheat pasta, or I could do whole wheat pasta. I've got all of them. I even have the butternut squash there for us. So, maybe that ought to be a try, because there's not so many leftovers. I've got to eat them first.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on hold, but that's going to come out right now, because I don't know if there's much of anything else of value in here or not. If I fold it up, I may never see it again.
Yes. I know how that goes.
I've got to quit stacking things and keep moving on, because okay, here's Healthy Style. I finally know who I am, says Cough at 46. Oh, Hodakoff, that's the one on to the Today Show, right?
Oh, Hoda Coffee. Yes.
Hoda, who? K-O-T-H. Oh, Cobb, K-O-T-B. I'm sorry.
Yes, she is on that show.
Okay. So she's answering a few quick questions here. What time do you wake up? Well, I immediately put the music on. I make tea, scribble in my journal, and work out at 6:30 in the morning. That's a routine. Okay, what exercise routine? Central Park, as the sun comes up. Some may mistake it for walking, but I swear I am running. Okay. Without my iPod. Hello? She says, okay, what do you have for breakfast? Fruit, blueberry muffin, and coffee.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not exactly where I am. Okay. Green smoothie would be better, wouldn't it? I'm splurging French toast with extra maple syrup or tater tots.
Ooh,
with lots of ketchup.
Yuck.
It goes from bad to worse, or moderate, not horrible, to pretty horrible. What's your guilty food plate? I'd say what she just ate. Oh, dear, I'm terrible, aren't I? Sweets. I love birthday cake, mint chocolate chip cookie ice cream, and Reese's peanut butter cups. Oh, golly.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I guess you can look the part and not take care of her body. What's your favorite part? What's the favorite part of your body? My thighs. Back in high school. She says, what else keeps your energy up? Oh, dear, you don't want to know this. Music, lately it's in the Michael Franks, Frandies song, Say Hey, I Love You, and an ocean of coffee, and with the coffee is something that looks pretty much like a maple bar.
That's painful.
Is it a reality? I mean, so can I imagine that there's any main interest in what she might have to say about nutrition?
Yes.
What trait do you like best about yourself? I'm good at picking friends. I wonder what their topics are and their eating habits, huh? What do you wish you had known when you were younger? Better light so I didn't stumble all the way through this. Tone is often the most important part of the conversation, and listening is so much more important than what you say. Well, that's an intelligent comment. What's the best thing about getting older? I finally know who I am and what I want. But check back with me in 10 years. Maybe you'll have a concern about your health from the what goes in, lady.
Yes, indeed.
What's your personal motto? You can't scare me. Well, I might like to try on a subject.
Yes.
What's one way you indulge yourself? Oh, I'm in a $20 pedicure. I guess that's what she's saying. So it is about external. What beauty product would you take to a desert island? Hair gel. What don't people know about Katie Lee? She's fiercely loyal and endlessly curious. Oh, and she sings. Wait. You already knew that. Knew that. Okay. You're a breast cancer... Oh, brother. You're a breast cancer survivor. What message would you give to a woman? If you have a friend or family member with breast cancer, try not to look at her with sad eyes. Treat her like you always... did. Just show a little extra love. Do you think...
Oh, my goodness.
Who do you think embodies health style? Anne Curry. Have you seen her? Oh, I don't have a clue what she stands for, but... Or even who she is, I can admit to that.
Yeah, she's
that...
Same program.
Oh, is that... Oh, okay, I know who she is now. Okay, gotcha.
With the dark hair.
Right, right. They get a picture of her. I recognize her now.
Yeah.
I don't really watch that very often. I had it on in New York because of what? I don't know. Oh, because I'd be turning it on, and I think Oz was in the middle of it. Sometimes it would keep running when it was being recorded. Wow, I would say that is about as unconscious about our topic as you could be.
Isn't that true? And surely anybody eats it better than what she Hoda put out there. Oh, my. Oh, yes.
Goodness, goodness.
Frightening.
Frightening. It is.
Reality, you know, of the world.
For a women's talk show host. Goodness. Oh, I say women's. I think that's who may primarily would listen to it, or I may be wrong.
Oh, I think you're right.
And across from it is the powerful joint pill flying off the drugstore shelves with two doctors looking at x-rays, proving that it is fast-acting and works, according to clinical studies. That's about as sick as I get.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's a wake-up reality call why we've got around this.
Yes, indeed, unfortunately.
Is that a magazine, Sharp?
Pardon?
Is that a magazine there?
It's a monthly it's an insert into the our newspaper, and it's called Healthy Style.
Oh, okay.
A small, how many pages is it? I thought sometimes it was bigger. Obviously, it probably is exactly the same number of pages every issue. Let's see, there's 10, 11, 12 pages, and they're just like they're not any bigger than, they're actually not as big as a spiral notebook. It's not as big as a spiral notebook, so it's pretty small. Or as big as a small spiral notebook, because it just barely reaches the edge of the page. And I do see, at this point, I'm wondering who the editor of this is that would use that as a publication in one that's called Healthy Style, and it only comes out, six issues a year. It's a 2 month. And maybe when it gets to the holidays, it covers 3 months. What they do sometimes.
I mean, get in there for the holiday time coming up.
Yeah, I just I'm going.
Wow.
Not sure there's much of value You know, that maybe they're trying to keep it real surface. And there is another recipe in here. I'm going to look at it. From Julie's Kitchen, homemade Mexican soup. I don't see one thing in here that really indicates anything. There's nothing that would be what I'd call extremely wholesome. One is a pasta that you could make your own choice, but they don't even suggest it, you know, whole green pasta. This one is 32-ounce cartons of chicken broth to start with. And a whole roasted chicken from the supermarket. Take all the meat off and dump it into the pot. Sounds very appetizing to me.
There you go.
Add 2 cans of cannellini beans and a jar of salsa, and let sit on the stove for 1 hour. Throw some grated cheese on top and serve. I need to tear that one out. That doesn't have any chance of being revised in my book.
I don't know if you listened to Roger Drummer on Monday night.
I didn't.
He just said something that kind of stuck with me, and it was, don't put anything in your body that your body has to fight. That kind of rang a bell with me.
Good comment.
Yeah. I thought that, you know, I've never looked at it like that, but it makes a lot of sense.
It does. I hope that was recorded, because I was in the air flying.
Yes, I think it was.
Okay, good. That would be one. He was talking about food for nutrition or something?
Food is medicine.
Food is medicine, okay. Yeah, well, that would be better. Food is nutrition.
That's Hippocrates.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I have a comment. You guys have Baker Square where you eat, where you live? It is a national chain, is that?
Not on the West Coast here, or not in Oregon that I've ever seen, or Washington.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have it either.
Really? I thought it was a national thing, but maybe not. We went there last night for dinner, just because I had invited Marie, and I just got to the point where it was late, and I had too much to do, and I didn't feel like cooking. So we went there, and I basically wanted a salad, and I'm just reinforcing the idea that you can get what you order. I chose one of the salads that had chicken on it and said to the waiter, if I don't want the chicken, which I don't, it was a Mediterranean salad, I said, you know, is there a difference in price? And he said, no, but what they can do is add other things back in if you want it. And I said, is there iceberg lettuce on it? Yes. I said, well, I just want... So then he went to check with the chef and came back, and he said that, you know, it's already mixed with the... I said, well, can you just give me... If you want to mix romaine and spinach, or just romaine or just spinach, that's fine. And add in just other veggies with it to make up for the chicken that you're not giving me. And it was a lovely salad. Very fresh, very, you know, it was large, and it was very good. So if you ask for what you want, hopefully you'll get it.
Okay, so anyway... You know, my brain, thanks, Nancy, really good comment. I'm going back to that restaurant again and trying to think. I went through the sides. I did not see a baked potato on there. I saw an order of French fries, and that was it. I don't recall that they have baked potatoes. Usually if they do, they're, you know, over a dinner hour, and then that's it. I am, you know, just trying to think of what, the only reason I wouldn't have chosen a salad, I probably could have asked them, well, I don't know if they deviate that much, about the idea.
I'll generally steer away from the pasta, knowing that they're white.
Yeah, I do.
Every once in a while I will, but I'm fine with a salad.
Well, see, my thing was I'd already had 2 great big smoothies yesterday, mm-hmm. and I just felt like I was fine on the raw veggies. Mm-hmm. And I wanted something that was warm,
mm-hmm.
or something that was very small but had a, you know, a little bit of starch to it.
Yeah. Sometimes just reading down the side orders, it may cost you more than an entree, but you can get a few sides.
Yeah, well, their sides are all fried with the pasta.
Oh, really?
Or they were all a base of cheese and dairy.
Ah.
You know, all their soups or meat.
Yeah.
There was, I couldn't find anything that was in the, huh?
What kind of restaurant?
It was like a Denny's, but Denny's has way more choices.
Okay.
It was called a Sherry's. And, you know, I normally get a salad. I mean, that's just, you know, whatever happens to be in it that I've had. I have left off the meat before and had, you know, a little bit of other greens. But primarily their salads are all iceberg lettuce.
Mm.
And I've asked, and in the past I know they have not even given the romaine part as an option.
Well, they said originally that, you know, the romaine's already mixed in. They can't just give you romaine. I said, well, what do they do for the Caesar salads?
That's there you go.
That's when he went back to talk to the chef and came back and said, oh, okay, we can do that.
Yeah.
I also got his name because he is just loitering now to make some money to go on with his life. Young kid.
Mm-hmm.
Graduated college and lived in New York for a while waiting. And I said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he said, I'm trying to figure that out. So,
well, you know, if we have to scratch one restaurant off our list, that's okay. That's, mm-hmm. you know, not a biggie. There's
not gonna,
choice.
You and can't get them all.
Yeah, and we've got so many out here that I know now have, you know, happier food, and some of them that are open later. It's just that we don't know that part of town. So I said, okay, we're going to learn a few things about the area where we spend Tuesday nights, and anyway, but yeah, thanks for the, I might just have to call them and just ask a couple of questions out of curiosity, see what my answers are, because we were dealing with the manager,
mm-hmm.
she was the one that was taking our order too, and you know, and I guess I didn't ask enough questions, obviously.
Unless it's a wait person who has a chip, they should be willing to work with you.
Yeah, no, she was, you know, pleasant enough.
Uh-huh.
She made some comment. Do you want me to, Denny says, ask her a few questions? And she says, oh, would you like me to call a regular waitress back? It sounded like she rolled her eyes at her. And then the gal that was with us, the wife, she asked for extra ranch dressing, and maybe that's what she was referring to, that the gal was kind of a ding-a-ling, because at the very end when she presented the check, she says, oh, I'm so sorry. I never did bring you your ranch dressing. And laughed about it, you know, and I'm going, oh. But she was gracious enough. She took the salad off the tab, so,
hmm.
you know, at least that was an effort on her part. Just a second. Jenny, do you want me to say anything back? There was nothing I would say back. Put together, yeah. Okay, so,
is Steve on the call?
He was this morning.
Because I looked and I did not get the quinoa from right across. I got it from Nuts Online.
I need to just leave the line for 30 seconds here.
To tell him about that, I forgot.
I'm going to mute here for just a second.
Jeannie, are you back on?
I sure am. I actually emptied my suitcase, but other than that.
Mm-hmm. And Ricky comes on when?
Comes on Monday.
Okay.
Got a lot of that rain going on up there in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah. We had rain for 2 days finally today. It's that.
Yeah, that's what he said. It's supposed to be a better day, but he got to go to the circus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
T.T. Barnum?
I'm not sure what circus it is there.
I lived in T.T. Barnum's dressing room when I was in college. That was our dorm room.
Jeez, right.
It's stable in the basement.
Wow. How about that?
It was interesting.
I'm sure. It's something to remember.
Yeah, looked out over Long Island Sound.
Wow. Hmm. What school, what college did you go to?
University of Bridgeport, Connecticut. Ready?
Yes.
Are you journaling?
Yes.
Good for you.
Good for you. How's it going?
It's a push.
You're doing it during the day, in the morning, at night?
I try to do it throughout the day. It doesn't always work.
Okay.
That's probably a good plan.
Mm-hmm. How many things do you, have you set as a goal to write each day?
Five is fine to begin with, but I'm usually finding, as far as gratitude, that I have a lot more than that.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch the attitude change. In Tai Chi on Monday, she was telling us about a study that was done on mice who apparently are similar in some things to humans, and she asked, the one thing is that it will allow for a healthier lifestyle in mice, therefore it may transfer into humans. And I said attitude, and of course mice don't generally have an attitude, so that was kind of off base. People do, but a woman, anybody have any ideas?
No.
Calorie reduction. There's a term for it. What's the word when you lower your calorie intake?
Restriction.
Yes, calorie restriction. Thank you. Is the one thing that allowed them to live a healthier, longer life. And I've heard that on TV from several different sources that it's a good thing for humans. And I'm not talking about somebody who's morbidly obese going down to a normal diet. I'm talking about people who are on a, quote, normal intake of 15 to 2,000 calories, restricting it down a little bit.
Right. Yeah, that's what I had heard, too.
Mm-hmm. So, just a thought.
I think they were talking about something with monkeys in lifespan with that I had picked up as well.
Mm-hmm. And it's not that you're doing it to lose weight.
Right.
You're doing it for a healthier life. And I don't know that you necessarily will lose much weight with it. And I'm not saying, you know, grotesquely cut your calories. I don't remember what the numbers were when I seen it on TV. She did not give a figure at Tai Chi.
I can remember growing up, I always liked and this might sound kind of weird, yes, now that I'm thinking about it, but I always liked, I didn't mind feeling hungry.
Mm.
I always felt like when I woke up in the morning, I was hungry, I was doing good, or if I never liked that full feeling.
In Brunswick, they said it is healthy to wake up and be hungry.
Yeah.
You should wake up and be hungry. And I've also heard that when you're hungry, that's when you're burning calories.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, I always operated on that premise after I was obese for, you know, when I was young, that unless I felt hungry, I had not utilized, you know, what I had eaten. And once in a while, I can still get to that, that is too far. And then my blood sugar will, you know, dive afterwards, and I can get that really, really sleepy feeling.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll tell you, Denny and I have both been taking...
Denny, you didn't have anything yet, did you? Okay, don't, because I got to mix up your drink.
We have been both taking
and because I got up late, I didn't go straight to the kitchen. I went straight to the phone. Roger's drink. And I'm really impressed.
Really?
Yeah.
So you take one today?
Yep, first thing in the morning and on an empty stomach, and then I don't eat for usually about, at least a half hour. But, I mean, I've had a much, much faster recovery with this. And, you know, maybe it was just a coincidence, but that, you know, it all changed, and energy and everything else. So from my experience, there's something in there that's just really, really plugging in. I'm still not... Denny doesn't mind the taste at all. We've kind of flip-flopped on that. I mean, it's okay. I mean, I can make it work, but...
You make it with water?
Yeah, you just make it with water, and you let it set. You mix it up, let it set. Best is to let it sit for 15 minutes after you mix it up, because it totally breaks down, more hydrate. There's a little bit of sediment. Probably the texture is the only thing, you know, it doesn't dissolve into nothing, and it doesn't, you know, seem like a smoothie either because of a little bit of texture, but it's also fairly sweet, and, or just, you know, a little bit different. It's just going to take me a few more days, and I'll be to the point where I don't even know what I'm drinking, you know, type thing. But I like the effect on my body, see? And when I like the effect of something on my body, it doesn't matter really what it is. I can still pull it off. Guess what?
I've tested for it.
I didn't. Good idea. I'm going to do it. Well, I know you guys have got to go. I was late getting on, so it didn't seem like we'd been on very long, but I see that we have been, so anyway. I like finding things that are super healthy for me, so he's on the phone right now, or else I would be doing it. Oh, I can do it.
Is that sample kind of selling with the Quilton pad and the Rams, is that end on September 3rth, or is that on?
Ask that question again.
That sample kit that has the quilt pad and the Rams, is that ending on September 30th, or does it continue?
Oh, no, that's for, I mean, that's indefinitely.
Okay.
That is as a tool for us.
Okay.
Wow. Denny can't even begin to get my fingers apart. Not even begin to get. He just quit trying. Yeah. So, not a question about that one.
Is that after taking the TNG?
Yeah, after. I just was muscle testing it, yeah.
Wow.
So, if you don't, I don't know of any serious reason. Denny does, because one of his things with his sleep is, or lack of quality sleep is, getting that under control, and that has been better.
Wow.
Except when he violated and ate too late. Even last night,